All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours. Are you tailing?
Forget the myths the media's created and just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, this was rough for Tyler. I mean, there's no other way we can look at it. I mean, every single player hit yesterday. By the way, this Switzerland-Columbia game has moved to penalty kicks. And the winner of this will face Argentina. Tyler picked the lone person who didn't swing the bat well. I mean, even the entire bottom of the lineup, Isak Paredes, couldn't get one and a half bases.
Literally, he won.
The one. And then he was he drunk the Kool-Aid U.S. with Belgium. He drunk it.
I was so hyped for a fun-ass Monday night sports night with the World Cup and the Astros, and they both really thoroughly pissed me off.
Well, at least the Astros took care of one of them.
Yeah.
All right, so he was 0 for 3, and then Mets and Braves. He was 0 for 3. Let's see if he can get back on track. What's your best bets tonight? And remember, best bets, you can find them every night at Space City Sharp. Space City Sharp on Twitter. I don't know how I've not just messed that up multiple times.
Nailed it every time.
But you can find those every single night. He'll have them listed. What are they tonight?
You are a pro. That's why you nail it every time.
Well, I can't say fresh fish very much.
Fresh. That's right. We got to up the ante.
Don't beat yourself up.
I think you should. Just work on it. Practice. up in the ante tonight. Yeah. Well, can't argue with that. Y'all heard the big voice guy. He said, you're tailing, you're fading. It might be time to fade. You never know. But I got 4 MLB bets because we don't quit on this show, even if we do lose money. Scared money don't make money. First bet tonight is Old Faithful, big fella, Yordan. He's been destroying righties. He's facing a lefty to start tonight for the Nationals. But he does just as much damage against the lefties whenever their arm's on the same side of his bat. So take Yordan over 1.5 total bases.
This is getting serious. He's opening things up with Yordan 1.5 bases. Yeah. He's got to get back on track. This is serious.
Last couple times I went 0 for 3 on Monday, I just stayed with 3 Tuesday. We're going up to 4. So that's your first best bet, Yordan over 1.5 total bases. Second best bet tonight around baseball, Brewers at the Cardinals. Little NL Central rivalry action. I'm on the under in this one, under 8 runs. This is the second game of a doubleheader tonight for those two. And I told y'all about my rule. Now, it didn't work out last time, but I told y'all about the doubleheader rule. But always bet the under on the second game of a doubleheader, so I'm on under 8 runs between the Brewers and Cardinals in game 2.
Just ignore it. Just say it every time. Don't talk about the last time it didn't work. By the way,
that's a good point.
Columbia just missed their second PK, so Switzerland is in control, and so is Seth Payne.
Swiss. Third best bet tonight, Pirates to win. Pirates money line. Pittsburgh is hosting the Atlanta Braves, and to be honest, the Braves have just been pissing me off lately because I was betting them a little bit, and they wouldn't win anything. And Paul Skeens is on the mound for the Pirates tonight, who could very well be a future Houston Astro, maybe. That'd be fun. We could add him.
I don't think so, but yeah. Could be a thought.
Then your fourth and final best bet around baseball very quickly. Another under, this time 9 runs. The Brewers-Cardinals was under 8 runs. I got the Phillies at the Reds tonight under 9 runs between Cincinnati and Philadelphia in that baseball game. Those are your 4 best bets.
Yeah, I don't want Jim to trade for Paul Skeens to not pay him. Jim. Wow. I mean, some of these penalty kicks could just look so easy. That guy rifled it up. Switzerland up 2-1 in penalty kicks. It comes down, everything comes down to this. You just played 2 hours or whatever, and it comes down to penalty kicks. But those are his 4 best bets. You can find those at Space City Sharp every single night. See if Tyler can get back in the winning ways on a Tuesday. All right, before we get to Homer Mike, if you missed it, I did slide down to Memphis this weekend, and
Tennessee.
Memphis feels like a city that just says to themselves, man, we're going to stay this size, folks.
Yeah, we're not going to do any growing.
Well, we're just going to stay right here, folks. That's what we're going to do, man. We're going to hold. I know people all across the city are really trying to, and it's a good city, really trying to expand and grow up. But nah, man, we're going to chill right here. We're going to chill right here, man. We're good on these roads. We'll keep these roads right here, man. We'll keep these potholes, man. We're going to do this thing.
It hasn't changed much. I spent some time over there. Not in the last handful of years, but I spent some time over there before. It doesn't change much.
It hasn't changed a ton since. Not a ton. There's some changes, but not a ton. But went to Bill Street, Tyler.
I'm unfamiliar.
Never been to Bill Street. Okay.
Never been to Memphis.
I want to get to might check it out a little bit.
Bill Street solid.
Bill Street is a strong happening. Got over there.
You see them cats flipping up down the street?
Nah, we were there mostly during the day. We didn't get there at night.
What would you compare like a Bill Street to? Is it like a 6th Street? Is it like a Broadway in Nashville? Probably not as big.
No, it's
I'm trying to think of
Reno.
I mean, it's got a, like, the jazz vibe is very, like, country music Nashville, yeah, the jazz to, Memphis. You, it's not near as big, but it's got that New Orleans Bourbon Street.
That's
you know where you're at. You Bill Street is jazz. You know exactly where you're at when that's going on.
It's a little darker than Broadway.
Yeah, we talked about this last week. I mean, I'd say one's on one end of the spectrum, the other's on the other. Yeah, I mean, though Nashville has changed quite a bit, but I still think it's...
Yeah, but that's like if you go down Broadway, you go down Bill, it's a different, but a bunch of bars and restaurants, and this thing is getting serious. Wow, what a save. A bunch of bars and restaurants and clubs and stuff like that, like jazz clubs and everything. But man, we rode through Clint, Tyler, to a Wet Willie's.
Gotcha.
Sounds like a spot.
Would they have a wall of them frozens for you?
Wet Willie's, world's greatest daiquiris, and I thought I'd give it a shot. Like to
Appletini, please.
By the way, I think Lauren is hooked on them. I think Lauren is into frozen drinks.
I'm not sure that's a good pairing.
Well, just
girl.
They're getting versions.
They had naked ones. They had a few non-alcoholic. I went down there, and you ain't lying, but they had a wall of them. And I'm sitting there, man. You walk in. They got a Sex on the Beach. They got a White Russian. They just had it all. And I'm sitting there trying to figure out which way to go with. So I just got me a little mix of strawberry, green apple. Didn't do too much. I like those flavors, but I could have gone back. Lauren wanted to go back. We just didn't make our way back. But
y'all was in the city then, huh?
Yeah, we were in the city. Yeah, but yeah, that Wet Willie's. You can't just. I mean, you gonna go Wet Willie's and then call yourself the world's greatest daiquiris? Yeah. I've got to go check you out.
Well, I'm glad you found that, man.
Yeah, man.
Did it live up to it, you think?
It always does.
Five
drinks in, man. Five sips in.
Hey, options in quantity.
That was the tough part. Just sit back like.
What'd you go with?
I told you. I said that little strawberry. Sorry, green apple. I should have gone through more and tasted.
Should have. I mean, that is your identity.
They had a wall of deliciousness. Like to go back. We are now 3-3 with penalty kicks.
I bet your mouth was so wet.
And this is it right here. It is. I'm thinking about it right now. I can see the wall. I think I've got the order in my head right now that I studied it. Right now, by the way, Switzerland, Colombia. If Switzerland makes this last penalty kick, they will move on. And I think this will be almost like I would think an upset. Switzerland, if they're able, maybe if they're talking trash, that's what a funny thing is these goalies and these and these guys, they be walking up there talking trash like they're on the free throw line.
Our goalie sure as hell better not have been talking any trash.
Man, he's out there just
this is kind of like the Rockets after watching the Spurs and OKC or the Spurs and the Knicks. I mean, after watching our group, like our guy wouldn't stand a chance, and at least that. One of these, not that one. I think the other one, the one in the black outfit. He's got it figured out.
Yeah, he's got him a nice save. They knock this. They will face Messi and Argentina, and they will. Switzerland, moves on. They win the penalty kicks easily. That young man who missed that penalty kick earlier is going to have a hard time living with himself. Switzerland moves on.
He had it right. He just kicked it too high off the crossbar.
The final eight has been decided, and Switzerland getting the last spot in the quarterfinals. They will face Messi and Messi, the miracle that they had against Egypt. They will face them coming up later on this week. So it's set. The final eight is set. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Shout out to my man, both of those guys who were helpful with the radiothon, and John Harris sitting down for an hour with us. John Harris also ranking his top five black movies. Number five is one that caught me completely off guard.
They're doing this on All Access?
No, they're not doing this on All Access. They did it. He did it on the radiothon.
Friday.
Yeah. Number one, Boomerang. Number two, Boys in the Hood. Solid 1-2 punch. Can't argue with that. Number three,
Coming to America.
Coming to America. Number four, Drumline. And then number five, I was not prepared for Stomp the Yard. That was that was one that I was not prepared for. I did not know.
Drumline's a sneaky good one.
He's coming with Columbus Short led cast in that thing. But shout out to him. But they've got Blake Fisher. He will join the show. So stay tuned for that. And Kalen Bullock. They will talk about the most underrated Texans player heading into 2026. I don't think Kalen is that anymore. Area 45 after that as well. So stay tuned as we are live and local till 11 o'clock. Good to be back in the saddle again. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Swift's on my mind. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. I think it is the dumbest thing that we talk about.
He's the MJ of eating wieners.
He is, but I'm just like...
Gretzky, the Tiger Woods of Glizzy Goblin.
He's all of it.
Like the Pele of sausage swallowing.
Nah, that's a good one, the last one.
Damn sure gets attention.
He's Adele Earnhardt and Richard Petty.
You don't have it.
I don't have another one. I didn't have more wiener analogy.
Yeah, you didn't have.
I wonder if he prefers his wieners boiled or like grilled or what.
coming up. I would love to taste the Nathan's hot dog. They look very plump, crispy. Never had it.
Never been much of a hot dog guy.
Suck a beer through a wiener?
Brought to you by...
Tyler Miller, you are the greatest producer in the world.
Hey, Clavis, wake up. The show's over.
Oh, yeah. Kick it.